Blog Talk Radio.
Indeed it is. Good evening, y'all. Welcome to the Christopher Smith Show, Blog Talk Radio Network. Feels good to be here tonight. Today is Tuesday. It, in fact, is the 21st of September, 2021. I'm kind of out of gas, so I don't know if you hear it in my voice. I kind of don't feel like I got anything left in the tank. But as I go along, the antics, the god of antics will come and embrace me and hit me off with some energy. So good evening, y'all. Welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Network. I definitely appreciate you guys for being here. Honestly, man, you guys could have been anywhere else in the world, but you said, hey, that guy is at it again. Indeed, I am. And I definitely appreciate you guys for being here. Once again, you guys could have been anywhere else in the world. People, I'm going to be talking about something tonight. I'm going to be talking about your team, okay? I'm going to be talking about your team. And I'm going to be talking about your team because a lot of people don't understand. A lot of people don't understand what that means. A lot of people don't get it. I'm going to help you understand something. So, people, what I like to do is people that I follow. I follow Dave Ramsey, of course, radio personnel. I follow Howard Stern, of course, and I follow Colin Cowherd. And I think the person that I quote the most, hands down, would be Dave Ramsey. Dave Ramsey is a financial genius. Dave Ramsey helped me clear up $84,000 in debt. Dave Ramsey made it cool for me to live in the back of my shop while I paid off some debt. I don't have that debt now. I am now a homeowner. The rest is history. That was thanks to Dave Ramsey. Person that is all in when it comes to logic and execution and my perspective and my narrative when I talk to my clients is what I tell them. What you always want to do is you want to be better off before the transaction than before you start it. Let me say that again. You want to be better off. I'm sorry. Let me back that up. You want to be better off after the transaction than you were before you started. I don't see that a lot. What I see is a lot of people not paying attention, and a lot of people who are doing things from the perspective of a fad or style, et cetera, et cetera. So let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. The average person gets in trouble behind a fad. The average person do not get in trouble based on the teachings that they learn from school or the teachings that they learn from their parents. It is when individuals decide to abort, go their very own way. I was talking to my brother some 2 or 3 weeks ago, and I actually told him, you know, you actually aren't doing anything that was taught by our father. I told my brother that everything that you're doing is something that you did on your own, and you was not taught from the family. My brother spent 39 years of his 56 years in prison. He decided to go off and do his own thing. But when he decided to do his own thing, people, he didn't do it by himself. No, he didn't do it by himself. As a matter of fact, nobody does anything by themselves. And what I mean by nobody does anything by themselves, even if you did it by yourself, you thought about it with someone, or after it was done, you got the approval from someone. Those someones, that person, et cetera, that person is your team. Now, when I started, I told you, did I listen to Dave Ramsey, Colin Cowherd, Howard Stern? I listened to these individuals because they are my team. And my team helps me be better at things that I want to do with my life. That's what my team does. I would not be where I'm at today had it not been for my team. My team. And people, because I'm such a nerd, I came up with an acronym for team. And your team should be able to execute any math. Now, I have to go back to something when I say math, all right? Now, remember, Dave Ramsey said, your income doesn't matter. Your age doesn't matter. Your geographical location doesn't matter. Dave Ramsey said, there's a thing that you and I must do before we do the transaction, and it is called math. And he says, the woman leased her dog, and he goes on to give a couple of examples, but he said, before we do the math, I'm sorry, before we do the transaction, we must first do the math. And I assure you, these are standards in which I live by. I'm scared to do it any other way. People, I'm by myself. I am. I'm by myself. I get it now. I live in a world where I'm a public figure in a sense. I can say here today that I'm not screwing anybody. Anybody can say, call in. Yes, you are. Remember, you was at my house last night. I can tell you guys, I've never talked to anybody. I've never did wrong to anybody. I am who I am. I get it now. I am always going to run into, I'm always going to meet somebody that is still charging and shut down their love and gave the best years of their life to somebody else. And when it comes to me saying a child and nobody is doing that no more, I get it. Because of that, I realize that I'm going to be by myself. I get it. And I'm saying all that to simply say I cannot afford to be reckless. You know, I don't know what everybody else is thinking. I know people that just want to just be with their family. They don't want a man. Everything is, they don't want to grow old with a man. They don't want that companionship. Everything is about their children. Everything is about their mother. Everything is about their family. I'm close to my family. I get it. Because of that, this is why I'm saying what I am saying here tonight on the Christmas show. Blog Talk Radio Network, weeknights at 8 p.m. You want to call in? You got something you want to say? 516-418-5736. I'm talking about team. And teams should help you and put you in a position to execute, any math. And when you don't have a team, I don't have a team. I don't have a team. And because I don't have a team, I don't have nobody to call on. When I was driving over the road, my only request was I wanted to be home on Wednesday nights so I could take my garbage out. I don't have anybody. They were like, can't you pay somebody? There's no somebody. The people on my block, they got families. The individuals that are single, they got this thing with black men, and they're black women, but they just got this thing with black men, and I tried to reach out. It's just not going to happen. It's the culture of women of color today, so it's just that. So I'm by myself. And I don't know what other people are seeing. I don't. I think that love and being hugged on and being touched and being affectionate is dead because everybody is mean now. And their perspective on team is, I got these people, I got that. You know, when my coochie itch, I could just call on somebody. That's all good. I don't want that. I want a wife. I want a team. And because I don't have that, I move carefully. I move and I make sure. This is why I got a lot of booty call offers. I'm home by myself. Saturday night, I'm home by myself. Friday night, I'm home by myself. This is it. This wasn't just last Friday. This is my life. I'm not interested in that life, and I'm not interested in that life because I want a team. And when you have a team, it's easier to execute any math. Speaking on math tonight, I think it's only right that I say, okay, give you guys an example of that word, math. I'm glad you asked. When a detective, when you watch some of these detective shows and you see detective try to solve a crime, what is the thing that a detective often say? A perp came in here, went out there. It just doesn't add up. It doesn't add up. It's not talking about a math equation. When a detective says it doesn't add up, that detective is talking about the actions in which the crime is explaining to them how it happened, and they're trying to find some type of motive to match what the crime scene is telling them. So what the detective say, so our perp did this, came in this way, double tap, came in the entry, it just doesn't add up. All the didn't rob anything, didn't take anything. Our victim is laying here, got his jewelry on, car outside, still running. It doesn't add up. It just doesn't add up. The math, it doesn't add up. Should add up. If you listen to the reason as to why a lot of people are so cold is because they didn't do the math. If you listen to a lot of people today and you try to get a feel on why and how did they come up to the perspective and narrative that they have today, you would listen to a lot of people that didn't do the math. You know, I remember Dr. Dre of NWA. As I stated, Dr. Dre of NWA. He started off with NWA. He left NWA and started Death Row Records. Problem with Suge Knight. Left Death Row and then started Aftermath. But he said something in his song when he was on his own record label, once again, Aftermath. He said, and I quote, "Do the math. Aftermath gets the last laugh." So what he was saying was, I'm making money after I left Death Row, so do the math after math gets the last laugh. Your team should be there with you to execute any math. Child, why is your team your family? I meet a lot of individuals that got kids. I'm going to tell y'all what my mom said. My mom said, I did not want to be like my mom. There's a lot of individuals that didn't do the math. My mom did the math. So let me not say anything about anybody else and talk about my mom. My mom did the math. And my mom said, I did not want to be like my mother. People, there are good men, stable good men. They're just not flashy. Ask me how I know. There are good men. They're just not flamboyant. Ask me how I know. There are good men that want families and want wives, and we don't talk slang. Ask me how I know. People, I have four BMWs. I am home right now broadcasting. If you was to ask any of my neighbors how many BMWs I have, they'll say two. You know why? Because I didn't bring the other ones to this house. I've owned this house for over a year and a half, and my cars never came to this house. My neighbors never seen all of my cars. I am that low-key. I am not flashy. I am not glamour. I am not glitz. I am not that. And guys like me exist. We do. Guys like me exist. We're everywhere. But we're not the ones being chosen. Nobody wants us on their team. They don't. They don't. They don't want us on their team. We're overlooked. We're not picked. We're not. And then I always think about what my mother said. And I quote, I did not want to be like my mother. That's what my mother said. My mother said, I did not want to be like my mother. And your father would buy me lunch every day. Because when our parents was children, they didn't have free lunch. My mom said, your daddy had a shoeshine box and your dad always had money. Your dad brought me lunch every day. And that's why my father ended up being my father. My mom did the math. She did. She did the math. She did the math. And now, in the times that we live in now, accidents and all these other narratives are allowing individuals to become fathers, and individuals did not do the math. They didn't. We're living in an oops era now more than anything. And the oops era is we have children based on oops, rather than have children based on building a family, having a family first, and then having a family that way. Math, people. Math. Can your team enable you to execute any math? That's what team stands for, to execute any math. You should have a team of people with you to cover all of your emotions, somebody to support you emotionally, somebody to support you, be affectionate with you, somebody to help you with your living, somebody you go on vacation with. That's what a team is about. If you are one of those individuals and you exiling and you got a perspective and a narrative where any part of what you should have in your life, you don't want it, you don't want that, somebody on your team to fulfill that, you need to be in therapy. You do. I promise you. You need to be in therapy. You need to be in therapy. I promise you. You need to be in therapy. If you're so ice cold to some perspective of your life that you need to grow and balance you out, and your perspective is, I don't want that because X, Y, Z, and I'm tired, and it's, you need to be in therapy. I promise you. You need to be in therapy. And you're late. Honestly, you're late. You're late. You're late. I'm proud of my stance. I'm proud of the words that I use. It's not a nonchalant. It's not a, well, if I do, I do. If I don't, I don't. I want a wife. I want somebody on my team. I want to come home and have somebody to hug. I don't know what the fuck. I don't know what individual be going through to make them want to exile that. I don't. There's a song that was made by Brandy. The name of the song is Talk About Our Love. In one of the lyrics in the song, Brandy says, I'm on your team. It's a circus and it's seen. They ain't going to stop. They just want what we got. And I listened to that song, and People, Grease is my favorite movie. All right? Let me go left for a second. Grease is my favorite movie. And Grease is my favorite movie because there's a man and there's a woman. The story revolves around, it's the ultimate to me, it's the ultimate love story. It's my favorite movie. You ask me that, I'll tell you every time. Grease, my favorite movie. And it says, Danny, what did you do this summer? Summer loving had me a blast. Then she goes, summer loving happened so fast. Then she says, I met a girl, sweet as can be. Then they go, summer dreams ripped at the seams. Ooh, on a summer night. I mean, that's just the coolest love story in the history of cool. Let me check. Let me see. Yup, I just checked. I just checked cool. It's the coolest love story in the history of cool, right? So I'm fond of male-female groups, Renee and Angela, Yarboroughs and Peoples, Peaches and Herb, Damian Dame, and the song Kanye and Brandy did. And when she said, she was like almost like pleading to him. She says, I mean, come on, I'm on your team. It's a circus and it's seen. They ain't going to stop. They just want what we got. So if a song, think about this. If a song can say it's a circus and it's seen, they ain't going to stop. They just want what we got. That means what Brandy is saying is people, they're trying to break us up because we're a team. And they're jealous of the fact that we're a team. This is why I love the song Shantae's Got a Man at Home. Because Shantae is sitting at the table, sitting there with all her friends, and they're having a girl's moment. And she says, I got to go. And they like, oh, she said, I don't know about you, man, but No, girl. Go, oh, man, a dog, maybe your man, Then she goes into the song. I'm fond of that. I'm fond of that. I am flabbergasted when I hear individuals, their story. Once again, the great Dave Ramsey said, income doesn't matter. That means it doesn't matter if you don't have no money. He said, your age doesn't matter. I was a teenager. Yeah, I did all that when I was a teenager. It doesn't matter. Then he covers the Negroes that want to say, well, where I'm from, you know, and I mean, individuals ain't had that opportunity. He said, your geographical location does not matter. He said there's a thing that you and I must do before we do the transaction, and that is the math. We must do the math. People, I stand before you today as you're listening to me. I'm 52 years old. I have too many archives of mistakes. Let me tell you something. I'm not going to tell you the year, but I got a woman pregnant one time. I'm going to tell you the year. I'm not going to tell you the year because I don't want to give anybody an idea what time it was. But I got a woman pregnant one time. I was talking to my friend about it. It was, of course, after my child's mom, the debacle, and losing my family and everything. And my friend said, "So what are you going to do?" I said, "She wants to terminate the pregnancy." And he's like, "No, I'm asking you, well, what do you want to do?" I said, "Hey, man, I think it's the best thing." And he said, "Chris, are you serious?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "Nah." He said, "Man, let me tell you something, man. There's no hype about you, huh?" I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "You talk about this all the time, and as bad as you want a child, you're still going to not let this situation right here bring a child." I said, "No, I'm not. It's not right." He said, "Oh, my God. You are just a damn Boy Scout, aren't you?" I'm true to who I am. It's the reason why I talk the way I do. It's the reason why I deliver the messages that I deliver. People, I'm going to tell you tonight, and if you ever come back, you'll hear it again probably. No, most likely you will hear it again. The forces of good needs all the help it could get. If you did something stupid, I'm probably not the guy to listen to. I'm going to offend you. That's just how it goes. Everything, I'm the type of person, when I talk, I often get debated because individuals get offended. I don't talk about them, but I talk and people get offended. They just get offended. It's the way it is. As sure as the sky is blue. 85% of the people that listen to me get offended. All right? They get offended. They do. I'm supposed to just roll with the punches. I'm not a roll with the punches guy. I roll for the forces of good. Once again, the forces of good needs all the help it can get. Appreciate you for being here tonight, though. I really do, on this Tuesday, September the 21st, 2021. This is the Christopher Smith Show on the Blog Talk Radio Network. I appreciate you guys for being here. Honestly, you guys could be anywhere else in the world, but you said, "Hey, man, that dude is at it again." Indeed, I am. I'm talking about a team. Will yours help you any math? That's the acronym for team, to execute any math. So I just spent the last 20 minutes on a love rant. Let's talk about the people that you got surrounding you. When you decide you want to brag about how many women you're having and how many women you're dealing with, do you got individuals around you that's saying, "Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, my girl, bang all that booty. Be a booty banger." Bang that booty. Do you? Of course you do. Most likely you do. People, I'm going to tell you something. I have a theory, a myth, a belief. Go ahead and classify it as to what you want. But here's my theory. Here's my belief. Every second that you waste dealing with something, you got to play catch up on something else. So if I can give you an example, if you spent any part of your life saying, I don't want a wife. If you spent any part of your life saying, "I don't want a wife. I don't want no wife. B's are this, B's are that." If you spent any part of your life saying that, the universe listened to you. Don't think you're going to stop and say, "I now want a wife." That's not how the universe works. It's not. People, let me help you out. You heard of demonic spirits, right? You heard of Ouija boards, et cetera, et cetera. When you call, nobody says spirits pop up. All right? Let's talk about it. Nobody says negative spirits pop up. They say call on negative spirits, right? Call on negative spirits. Okay. So if I wanted pancakes, would pancakes just pop up? No. There are certain ingredients that go into the pancakes before they end up on my plate. Various things. If you decide or if you think that because you're not calling on demonic spirits, you're not doing nothing wrong, cool. But I'm here to tell you, when you say, I don't want a wife, that is in the neighborhood of a demonic spirit. You know why? It's wrong to say that. I want a wife. It's supposed to be that. If it's not that, if it's not that for you, then you're in a cycle of hold on a second. Okay. You're in a cycle of summoning wrong spirits. And that's what I believe. I believe that when you decide, hey, I'm not going to do this, I'm going to do this another way. That's what you're doing. That's what you're doing. And people don't get it. You want an example of this, yes? You want an example. Biggie Smalls and Tupac Shakur made a mockery of life. These individuals sat there and said, I'm ready to die, making a mockery. And guess what? Oh, my gosh. Ladies and gentlemen, I have the very beautiful texting me as I'm doing this. I'm sorry, y'all. So that's what you do. Listen, I had an individual say, you know, you're talking about me. People, I'm going to tell y'all something here tonight. Every example that I've gotten when it came to women, I got from my mom. My friend said, oh, you know, you're talking about me. No. I heard this from my mom and my aunt. You know, just bash and berate men like, I just don't understand. Well, let us be clear about you aborting the fact that you should have a team. Let's be clear. When you abort and say, I don't want a team, pretty soon there's going to be a check that needs to be cashed. You're going to have to cash that check. And my mom is growing old alone. That's a check that she was writing for years. When you decide you team, when you decide, you know, hey, listen, this is I'm going this way with it. When you decide you're gonna keep putting the proper perspectives about life on a credit card, pretty soon that bill is going to be due. It's going to be due. That's why I don't have a relationship with my daughter. I never said anything bad about my child's mom. I say the truth. She's a disgruntled woman. Yeah. But I am not going to wish any ill will on her. I'm not. As a matter of fact, I'm going to say this and I'm going to move on. When I was going through the highlight of this nonsense with her, my mom said, well, let's say a prayer for her in hopes that she come around. I told my mom, I will duct tape your lips shut before you get out one word. She was like, well, what do you mean? I said, Mom, I need this. Everything that she's doing, I need it. Yeah, I need it. It was a good need. I needed it. I needed it. I'm glad she did it. All right? I wouldn't have it no other way. I am a better man today, Stormy, and ultimately the dirt that my daughter said, my turn to kick dirt on you. I'm a better person because of it. I am. So that's that. So I'm talking about team, all right? So let's talk about the Avengers for a second. Let's talk about the Avengers. The Avengers were a team of superheroes, and the one thing that if you know the storyline of how Avengers Endgame was written, it was very well written. And there's an individual named Thanos. And Thanos went and killed off 50% of all living creatures. They went back in time to undo what Thanos did. They did that. Thanos came and found them just when they brought everybody back. Thanos came with all his billions of creatures to fight. But because everybody was just coming back, they was like brushing themselves off for 5 years of being gone. And Captain America with Iron Man and Thor, Iron Man got knocked out, Thor got knocked out, and Captain America was there left alone to fight Thanos. Now, everybody that knows Captain America's motto is, I can do this all day. Now, he can fight. You can beat him up. You can beat him up, beat him up, beat him up. He'll get up, lip busted, eyes swollen shut. He'll put his hands up and say, I can do this all day. Well, his do this all day perspective was about to meet his wit's end. Captain America was not going to fight a billion creatures by himself. But what happened was, they actually went back to get the team, as Iron Man said earlier in the movie. We are getting the team back. Team. And just as Iron Man got up, dusted himself off, and looked at Thanos and his billion of creatures to fight, he got up and he said, man, I know y'all going to tear me into shreds. But you guessed it. I can do this all day. Only to hear in his earpiece, Captain, can you hear me? And he was like, what was that? It's Sam, can you hear me? On your left. And then a doorway portal opened up. And then when the portal opened up, the Black Panther with his soldiers came out. And when the Black Panther and his soldiers came out, they didn't look at the billions of people they had to fight. They looked at the captain, and they looked at him and said, and didn't say anything, but they gave him the look and said, we know you did best, Cap, but you need some help, man. We know you did your best. We know. We get it, bruh. You can do this all day, but Cap, kicking your ass right now. They kicking your ass, Cap. And so when the Black Panther came out through the portal and looked at the captain, he didn't, like I said, he didn't look at Thanos. He just looked at the captain and stopped and was like, okay. Then Sam came flying out. Then everybody came. And then Doctor Strange came. The Hulk came. Everybody came. The Warriors came. Everybody came. And then Captain got happy, like, thank you. Thank you. He needed a team. He needed a team. And so he got what he needed. People, I'm going to reiterate something that I said earlier. I'm going to reiterate something that I said earlier. I heard what I said because I was sitting here when I said it. I was, I appreciate that. I just lose my thought, man. I said something earlier. I had a gentleman that I'm no longer friends with. And I'm no longer friends with that individual because he don't want me on his team. We're not the same. The term is birds of a feather flock together. I'm writing about this in my book called Friends. It should be out just before Thanksgiving. But I wrote about this in the book. The book is done. And I wrote about this in my book, Friends. And in my book, Friends, I talked about the term that birds of a feather flock together. And I'm from up north. I'm from New Jersey. And I have my friend listening now that I put in the book. I put her in the book as well. And I put her in the book. And I put her in the book because I never met a woman like her. And when you come down here, and here equals Virginia, I want to be clear, there's a different energy here. And the guy that I am no longer friends with, he didn't want me on his team. And the reason why he didn't want me on his team is because the term is birds of a feather flock together. And me and him don't flock the same. No. I'm from the right way and economy and different way we move. I'm not part of this back of the woods, everybody got a pickup truck that they put three or four engines in it. They got Mitch-Mack tires. Listen, I had two blowouts in my car 2 weeks ago, two of my back tires, one blowout and one flat. Got the car to Newport News to get, I thought I would be able to fix the tires, get into a slight argument. The guy is like, I can sell you two used tires for $45 a piece. I said, my man, I don't put used tires on my car. I mean, they were adamant. You can't drive on it. So I said, yo, finally I have to say, yo, motherfucker, are you fucking listening to me, bro? Fix the tires. I don't put used fucking tires on my car. And I'm not putting $45 used tires on my car. People, the tires that I brought ended up costing $61 a piece, and they were Goodyear. I had Goodyear on there, and the tires that I replaced them with were Goodyear, but they discontinued that brand. So I got some other types of Goodyear, and they were $61 a piece. And I'm like, dude, why would I pay $45 for it? But I had to stop because that's how they do things down here. It's a different world. And because of that, it's hard to find someone that would be on my team. I don't roll the way people roll down here. I don't do it. This thing that people do here, I don't do. You know, I don't do this back of the woods bullshit. I don't do it. That's not my flow. That's not how I roll. Thing where you get yourself a woman, you tear her down till she's nothing, and then you let her borrow herself. I don't do that. You know, you get a woman, she's her woman. She's her own woman. She does the thing. She lives her life, and y'all have something going together. But the things that individuals do here, I can't sign up for that. I can't sign up for that. That's something else, man. We don't does that. I don't know what type of flow that is, but we don't do that. So, me and him, he's not part of my team anymore. And I wrote about him in a book, but I didn't use his real name. In the book, his name is Yuck Grill. And his name is Yuck Grill because he's from the town where they had the plant that was putting the bad stuff in the water, and he got these real fucked up ass teeth.
I'm laughing at something else now. I crack myself up. He got these teeth. And when you look at him, when he smiles, he scares you. His smile is scary. His teeth. But then when he got older, it's like each one of his teeth got like a 3/4 inch gap between each teeth, like a perfect gap. I'm like, what happened to this dude? I tell you what happened. The reason why he stopped calling me and didn't want me on his team no more. Because me and him don't flock the same. And all of you out there that got friends, I have the type of friends be a lot of stuff from my friends. You know, and I'm not going to say that. So just understand that. When Dave Ramsey said it, when Dave Ramsey said, your income doesn't matter, your age doesn't matter, your geographical location doesn't matter. There's a thing that you and I must do before we do the transaction, and it's called the math. You must do the math. And you should have a team. And teams enable you to execute any math. I'll see you guys in 23 hours. Good night, y'all.